Community Voices Heard hosted the forum at the Family Partnership Center in Poughkeepsie, where a number of services are provided to help families and individuals in need. The three elected officials there to answer questions were Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney, State Senator Terry Gibson, and State Assemblyman Frank Skartatos, all Democrats. Asked whether he'd ever had a trio of politicians together like this hearing his concerns, Tree Arrington replied,
Yeah, never, maybe three from three different levels of the government sitting together talking about doing something for us. This is a unique experience.
Arrington is the founder and executive director of Real Skills Network in Poughkeepsie, which provides programs for school kids at risk. REAL stands for Relationship, Empowerment, Affirmation, and Leadership. He asked the elected officials for promises on delivering more services for the community's youth, saying there were only three programs available and none for elementary school kids. Arrington noted the YMCA is no longer in Poughkeepsie and wants it restored. In part, Congressman Maloney answered,
I think the president's idea to have a good pre-K program in every school district is a great program. We ought to support that. We ought to fund pre-K education. There ought to be that service because it's so important to giving kids, particularly from low-income backgrounds or from communities of color where the services aren't as good and the schools aren't as good. It really helps prepare kids to compete and do better as they go along.
And Maloney said he was committed to try to help get the Y reopened. Arrington pressed.
Are you committing to stay focused on that particular issue?
Absolutely, absolutely. You talk about the why?
That's right.
Absolutely, absolutely.
State Senator Terry Gibson said his staff was working on both restoring the YMCA and bringing funds to the Family Partnership Center. In addition,
in terms of other funding that could be allocated, I am committed to the DREAM Act. I am a co-sponsor of the DREAM Act here in New York State, which will allocate more money. We'll allocate substantially more money to provide equal education to immigrant children, immigrant families. That's a very risky position for me to take, to be quite honest with you. There's not a lot of support for that. But I believe strongly in offering quality education to everyone. And so I'm going to stand by that. You have my commitment on that. And if we can get that through, that will release an enormous amount of funding.
The DREAM Act recently made it out of an assembly committee, and assembly backers say that means the bill could make it to the assembly floor. As to whether the officials answered Arrington's questions, Arrington said yes and no.
I'm satisfied by the enthusiasm that's being shown in here and that they're willing to be in a room full of grassroots people answering the real questions.
Yusef Belford is the leader and organizer of Community Voices Heard in Newburgh. He voiced his concern about the hundreds of abandoned buildings in Newburgh and the need for affordable housing. All three elected officials said they have this issue on their radars, not only for Newburgh, but for Poughkeepsie as well. In fact, Congressman Maloney has his district office in Newburgh.
I moved my office into Newburgh to lead by example on this. I hope that being where I am in the old courthouse there will help other people take residency in that building, and we can get some more rents being paid. The city owns that building.
What do you think about Congressman Maloney setting up in your city?
Beautiful thing.
Belford says he has another concern he wants to raise with the officials.
We have a lot of slum laws. We want to do away with the slum laws and find out exactly what can we do with the foreclosures of apartments and the landlords that are not doing the proper job that they're supposed to be doing.
Some in the audience said they appreciated the honesty of the officials when it came to not promising everything. Again, here's Maloney.
You know, I don't have a magic wand. I don't have a big sack of money. I mean, I can't just want your voice. But you have my voice, absolutely. And I'm sitting here talking to you, and it won't be the last time, and it won't be the first time I've talked to a lot of people in this room. But I want to be clear. I think that what I've asked from the organizations who sponsored tonight is tell me what the specific priorities are, and I will tell you what I can do to help. And whatever it is, you have my commitment to be there for you. But I need to know from you what the priorities are. And what I've heard is we need to get more low-income housing in the city of Poughkeepsie. Yeah. We have a lot of vacant buildings in the city, and they need to either be refurbished or they need to be made safe.
Brian Doyle is the CEO of Family Services, which owns the Family Partnership Center. He points to a recent survey of the center's service providers, which shows that 79% of people who walk through the center's doors live below the poverty line. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.